When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I cannot believe you. I actually cannot believe you. What? Anyway, gosh, I'm always so dramatic at some point during one of these episodes. You're good at this today.
Like, today! You're good at this today!
Normally my clues are a bit more cryptic. Hi guys, welcome back to As Seen In.
Hello everyone, welcome back.
I'm Tati.
I'm Kaylee.
We talk about all things music, film, TV, entertainment. So if that's a bit of you, make sure you stick around.
Yeah, so so stick around. We're doing a little impromptu episode today. We didn't originally plan to sit here and do this, but we have some time, so why the hell not?
Why the hell not? We can't be letting studio time go to waste.
No.
You saw these prices.
Yes.
Cool, blimey.
Oh,
sign up to our Patreon, please. That would be really, really helpful.
Please, guys, please. If you want to keep seeing us, I mean, maybe you don't, but if you do, please.
We'd really appreciate it.
You do get extra things with that, by the way. You get extra...
Oh, yeah.
Episodes of our As Seen In spin-off, As Seen In the 21st Century.
Yeah. £1 extra a week. Like,
it's literally...
It's like your weekly coffee. One coffee.
It's not even £1 extra because you don't pay for this.
Yeah, exactly.
So £1 a week to help literally. Some poor, struggling artists.
Struggling artists in London, you know?
Yeah, so we basically have some segments left over that we didn't squeeze into our episodes last time. So I guess we can just go through some of those.
Yeah. Do you know what I really, really want to do?
Yeah.
A cheeky tier list.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we haven't done one.
Okay,
We had two from last time. We had a random one that we didn't do, mm-hmm. and we had movies set in New York.
Okay, let's straight off the bat do the New York one because I've got a list.
Okay, cool. So we'll do two lists.
Yeah.
Let's start with just give me three movies.
Any.
Yeah, three movies from your New York list.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Okay.
The Bee Movie. Have you seen it? Okay.
I cannot believe you. I actually cannot believe you. What?
I love the Bee Movie. Apparently it's set in New York. Apparently that's where they buzz around. Have you seen it?
Who the hell cares?
Me! Me!
Okay.
I'll change my answer.
No.
Luckily,
keep
I've got a few.
Keep that.
Well, if you haven't seen it, you can't rank it.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it. This came out ages ago, no? I actually can't believe you put the B movie in there. Okay, no, I don't think I have seen it. Because I saw the trailer and was like, what a piece of garbage. I'm not wasting my time with that.
Elf?
Yeah, I've seen
Elf. Okay, let's do... So mine is House of Going 10 Days, Elf. And I'm going to go for Spider-Man 1, the Tobey Maguire. So the first Spider-Man.
Okay, I had that too.
Okay.
I'll also add West Side Story.
Ooh.
And The Great Gatsby to that then.
Okay. So that's on five.
Should we do five or should we do six?
Do six. Why not go crazy?
Okay. If Beale Street Could Talk. Have you seen that?
I haven't. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I need to. It's on the Letterboxd list.
God, this is... The Devil Wears Prada.
Puff, okay. Really good.
I'm going to put The Great Gatsby as number two.
Okay. I do love The Great Gatsby. I think it's a great film. And I love the story anyway.
Yeah.
I would high key support that.
Yeah,
and I know we're going to disagree when it comes to like the rest of it, I fear.
This is so difficult now. Devil Wears Prada is number one.
No. Not more. I love How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days so much more than you'll ever know. No, not more. Not more than it. I'd say they're like kind of on par for me because I watched, here's the thing, I watched Devil Wears Prada when I was young, which was good and it was iconic, but I only watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days in the last year, 2 years. So it,
me too,
is like I could relate more to them being older and like...
Have you watched The Devil Wears Prada of late?
Like maybe 3 years ago.
Okay, fine. I've watched them both within a year span.
And you think Devil Wears Prada is better?
I think it's more unique. whilst How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days invented that genre of rom-com, right?
Yeah.
There have been so many since then which kind of follow similar tropes.
It was the first.
Yes, it was the first, but no one has done the Devil Wears Prada.
But what is the story
yet.
Of that? Just a girl and...
Of what? Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah, and Meryl Streep's the mean boss.
It's like Anna Wintour. It's like a life imitating art thing. Like, though, yeah. I just felt like it was. I just feel like it's more iconic. Dare I say?
I mean, no, it's more iconic as in people talk about it more.
I think it's a more iconic film as well. Mm. Like, in from a filmmaking perspective as well. But I love both of them. Don't get me wrong. I love them both for different reasons. I would put Devil Wears Prada in like I would judge that as a serious movie. Whereas How to Get Away with Murder. Why can't I? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days
Concerned.
Is more like a fun rom-com for me.
Okay,
and I love both of those.
Fine.
I wouldn't put them in the same genre.
You wouldn't?
No, not necessarily. They're in the same... I'd put them... They have overlapping subgenres,
yeah,
for sure.
Fair.
But I wouldn't be like, oh, categorise them in the same thing. So
sure.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
I don't know. I don't think I can, in my heart, say Devil Wears Prada's number one for me. But that's
okay.
The point of the list. We have to...
So where is it then?
Sort of.
So is it number three? What's number one, Katie?
What about Spider-Man?
Okay, I'd go Spider-Man number one.
Okay. Would you?
Would I? yeah,
the other one? I'm missing one. I've got Elf, House, Lucy Guy, Spider-Man, Gatsby, Devil, West
Side. West Side Story, which
oh,
is
yeah,
not going
to
be number one.
No, that's not to me.
We're talking about the newest West Side Story,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. Not
fine,
like the OG, because that's
fine,
a different
fine,
story.
Fine.
So we'll do Spider-Man number one.
Okay. I feel like we both agree more.
Okay.
I'm happy to do that.
Elf, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Last.
Okay. Underneath... West Side Story 2021?
No, it can be above West Side Story
and
for
then
sure.
I just feel like it wasn't too memorable.
No,
the West Side
yeah,
Story version.
Yeah. And the thing is, I loved we watched
yeah,
it together.
Yeah,
it was great.
It. Yeah, I still liked it.
But yeah, it like just judging mm-hmm. on I can't stop coughing.
What the fuck is going on? I can't stop coughing.
Judge
Oh my god.
Apologies, guys. judging,
yes.
In comparison to all of these, it's not coming
no,
close.
It's not.
But I love the original.
Yeah,
I love the
yeah.
story.
Why yeah, am yeah, yeah,
I'm
true.
Lightheaded now, Kaylee. I'm
should
lightheaded.
Chris?
No, it's
Chris,
okay.
Sure.
It's okay. Anyway, gosh, I'm always so dramatic at some point during one of these episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. West Side. West Side is last. Elf is second to last.
Yeah.
So now we just need. To agree on which order Devil Wears Prada
okay.
and How to
well,
Lose a Guy goes
I fear we won't, so I'm gonna bite my tongue and we're gonna put Devil Wears Prada as third.
But do you agree? And if so, why not?
Because I've seen... No. I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I agree.
Okay.
Maybe I agree, but I saw 10 Things I Hate About You so much more recently, and I loved it. And I don't remember getting that love when I watched Devil Wears Prada, even when I watched it 3 years ago. I mean, I liked it, but I didn't... I remember this had a lasting effect on me. Maybe, I think it was because of Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, fine.
Rather
the
than
lasting
the story,
effect.
So maybe that is me being skewed.
Okay, Devil Wears Prada had a lasting effect on me, so we can just agree to disagree on that.
No, I'm happy. Let's put Devil third. And I know that is probably the better film. I'm happy. Let's do it.
Okay, fine. Devil Wears Prada. And so the order is Spider-Man, The Great Gatsby, The Devil Wears Prada, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Elf, West Side Story for movies set in New York.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Nice.
Yes. Okay, beautiful stuff. We have, I was thinking, I mean, let's not do another tier list because I think that was too much stress for me.
Okay.
I have a guess who.
Yeah, I have some guess who's.
Should we do some guess who's?
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Okay. This one, I'm trying to think. Okay, yeah, this one's good. Okay, so it felt like I was meeting the world for 3 years. Number two.
I know who it is.
Huh?
I know who it is. Do you want me to say? Wait, that might not be right. Shall I guess?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. I'm
fuming. Because Girl Meets World.
I'm extremely angry. Do you want to hear the rest of my
yeah,
clues?
Yeah, of course I do, of course.
So, you can find me in a church, but not always for the right reasons. Because of her music video, that caused a lot of like controversy
oh,
for some reason. Because she was like in a church killing boys.
Oh,
and,
that sounds iconic. Okay.
Yeah, it was like a really fun music video. My type in men, Irish. Contrary to popular belief, I am sorry for your loss.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, even if I hadn't got it first, I'd have probably got it by then.
Yeah. But yeah, true. My typing meant Irish one made me laugh because I think she was like getting ready for some awards, mm-hmm. something. And she was like, oh, if Cillian Murphy's here, I'm like gonna stalk him or whatever. And that's like when Barry and her were still like, I don't know, I don't care that much. Okay. But I love her.
Yeah, so, I love her.
Yeah.
I love her.
Have you been listening to Espresso?
No, but I need to. I haven't had a time.
I love it so much.
Okay. I'm
she's just like so, oh, I don't know. There's something about her I just love.
She's just like a she's, pocket.
Yeah, rocket. She's just so fun.
She gives Polly Pocket. Like, I feel like I could pick her up and put her. She's
yeah, she's puny. Adorable.
Okay. She's very cute.
What's yours?
Okay.
I forget. Now, being on the other side, I'm always like, oh yeah, I have to like think now.
Okay. Okay. Demi Lovato predicted my future.
Okay.
My ex speaks more highly of me than most of your current partners speak about you.
Okay.
Narcissa Malfoy gave me hairstyle tips for one of my roles, which funnily enough I starred in with not only another Harry Potter alumni, but another person that shares my name.
Kaylee, these...
You'll get it with this.
...are so riddle-esque.
That's the point! Like, that's the point!
No, but these are difficult ones. Okay, yeah. Carry on.
I've kissed Olivia Colman, and if I had to grade it, I'd say it was an easy A.
Andrew Garfield.
No.
Fuck!
Has Andrew Garfield kissed Olivia Colman?
I don't know, but easy A made me think of... No. Penn Badgley?
No. Should we just read them again?
Oh,
you because you're going to kick yourself. Do you know why?
Okay,
because the first clue I thought was going to give it to you.
Okay.
But I'll read them all again. Demi Lovato predicted my future.
Demi Lovato. The only thing I can think of Demi Lovato related is like Barney. Sonny with a Chance. Camp Rock.
I'm going to let you riff.
What else has Demi Lovato been in? She's such an icon.
No, she predicted my future. It's nothing to do with her acting, necessarily.
Nothing to do with her acting. Princess Protection Program.
That's
I'm
acting.
I'm acting. What has she predicted future?
Okay, next one. My ex speaks more highly of me than most of your current partners speak about you.
That's what made me think of Andrew Garfield. Okay. Like the shot of Espresso.
You're on some sort of wavelength. Narcissa Malfoy.
Yeah, Malfoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what her hair looks like?
Yeah, blonde, bleach.
Yeah.
With the black.
Yeah. Gave me hairstyle tips for one of my roles, which funnily enough, I starred in with not only another Harry Potter alumni, but another person with my name. Although, I think I've worded that wrong. Oh, I meant to say not only a Harry Potter alumni. So this person isn't in Harry Potter. Sorry, I worded that wrong. But the person that's in Harry Potter shares the name as the person I'm going for.
Girl.
And shares the screen with her in... Oh, I said her. Whoops.
Yeah, that reading I was about to
Okay.
I don't know.
I kissed Olivia Colman, and if I had to grade it, I'd say it was
kissed
an easy A.
Olivia Colman. So you're saying easy A?
I know you haven't seen the film in which the kiss happens, but I thought easy A would give it to
you. Yeah, easy A. I'm thinking Emma Stone.
Yes.
Is it?
And pause right there. Now we're going to work backwards.
Oh, I feel like I'm in school.
Demi Lovato predicted my future.
Emma. Demi, Emma.
La La Land. In the La La Land.
Oh, yeah,
Michelle.
That's so cool. Yeah, that, I love Michelle. Demi Lovato. Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay. But it's not Emma Stone.
It is Emma Stone.
Oh, so it's Emma Stone.
Yes. We're doing the workings out.
Oh, I thought you were like, now you've got
another
clue.
No, you've got it.
Okay.
You've got it.
Yay.
My ex speaks more highly of me. That is Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
That is correct.
Okay.
And I've kissed Olivia Colman. They kissed in a film called The Favourite.
Oh, okay.
And Olivia Colman played like a lesbian queen or something.
Love that. When did she get tips from Narcissa Malfoy?
So, hairstyle tips, because she played Maleficent. And in Maleficent...
Emma Stone?
No, that's wrong. She played Cruella de Vil in Cruella. And she had the like
Emma Stone?
Hair. Yeah, she played Cruella.
Damn, I didn't know that.
And Emma Thompson was the Harry Potter alumni that played alongside her.
Fair enough. That was good.
Sorry,
that
I didn't know. I mean, I knew you hadn't seen The Favourite, but I thought Easy A was going to be
gosh,
the one.
I don't think I've used my brain that much in a while. That was that was
show
good.
You Emma, was
that felt quite like brain training-esque.
Brain training-esque.
Yeah, okay.
Look,
interesting.
Emma Stone. She's got the hair.
Oh, damn. Okay, fair enough.
But so fine.
They've made many iterations of that franchise.
Yeah.
That
102 Dalmatians.
Yeah, yeah.
There must have been more Cruella stuff. I don't really know. Okay, do you have another
one? Whoa!
Whoa, if this sounds slightly different, that is because we are re-recording our stem. Hello, we're midway through the episode. This is Tati and Kaylee checking in.
Sorry to interrupt the broadcast, but we just wanted to let you know, if you are watching this episode, please leave us a rating over on audio platforms.
Yeah, and if you're on audio platforms and you want to see us or any of the things we're talking about that we might be showing on camera, we do film, so check us out on YouTube, and our shorts are on TikTok and Instagram.
And if you haven't already, definitely make sure you follow us over on socials because we post so much. We ask you guys to send in some questions for Q&As and much more.
Much, much more.
Anyway, back to the episode. I don't know if you're going to get this, but we'll see.
Probably not.
So I've only got three clues for this because it should be straightforward. People listening, if they're part of... You'll see.
Right. So you're saying they're smart and I'm a thicko.
No. You just have to be a part of the fandom.
Okay.
I know there are a lot of us. Don't get confused. Okay.
Confused.
People idolise us. Maybe it's the blood, sweat and tears we put into our dance moves.
Things I know who it is, but that's not right if it's who I think it is.
Hold on. And then the last clue. What's up?
I've got a text about work. The last clue. Sorry, it was a bad text.
The last clue is, are you also joining the army?
I know it's BTS.
Yeah.
But blood, sweat and tears is BST.
Yes, they've got a song called Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Oh, fine. I thought you were just like, you didn't know how to spell BTS. I was like, okay, I hate to break this to you, but it would be Blood, Tears and Sweat. Okay, fine. No, I only got that from, what was the first one? Something about dance moves.
I know there are a lot of us, but don't get it twisted.
Okay, I wouldn't have got that.
But I said, maybe it's the blood, sweat and tears we put into our dance moves.
Oh, I guess I just, that actually didn't help me out. Wait, I wouldn't have got it from the first one. What's the first clue?
I know there are a lot of us. Don't get it confused.
Oh, as in the band.
Yeah,
I thought, don't get me confused with the song. Like, don't get confused. Okay, fine. Okay, sorry.
You're good at this today.
Like, today! You're good at this today.
Normally my clues are a bit more cryptic.
Okay. I enjoyed it.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I do. I'm scared to tell you now. I don't want this to feel like school, but here we go. Oh, fucking hell. Not that. I've been forgetting to say, who am I?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Feeling all right?
No. Yeah.
Do you have any water?
I don't need water, though. I need warmth.
All right, okay.
It's okay.
Okay. Third time's a charm. A lot of people would agree.
Okay.
Oh, God. I don't even remember writing these. They're so bad. The next one is so long-winded. I'm coming back to that. Oh, apples and cherries.
You're actually ridiculous.
Wait till you get the explanations as well, because I feel like this one was just stupid. Apples and cherries go hand in hand. That's a fucking good clue. That is a good clue.
Okay.
Did you see that new Little Mermaid film? Interesting that they only... Interesting that they added that new song, Wild Uncharted Waters. It quickly became my new favourite.
Okay.
Do you have any idea? I got one more. My favourite letter of the alphabet is the 26th.
What is wrong with you? What do you mean? Jonah?
No. So, do you think I'd make it that easy?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, let's...
Wild uncharted waters. Apples and cherries.
Go hand in hand.
What? What the hell are these clues? I swear you never used to make your clues that
I did do it, no, but you kept getting them after one, and I was like, fuck that. After the what if one, I was like, I'm done with this shit. I'm going fucking ham. Okay. Throw back to that if you remember, guys.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was really what quite if? Sad. Because it was I the first time we'd done Guess Who as yeah. well, so I was like, there's no way she's going to get the first one.
Okay, apples and cherries go hand in hand. I have no clue, Kaylee.
Third time's a charm. A lot of people agree.
No.
There is a little bit of crossover with the last guest, someone that you guessed before.
Jonah.
No, for the last
guest. Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay.
That kind of comes into the third time's a charm.
Oh, like Spider-Man type vibes? Third time's a charm. So Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Is it Tom Holland?
Yes. Where were you going to go with that next?
I don't know. Explain to me how the hell that's Tom Holland. Third time's a charm. Okay, so he's the third Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Apples and cherries go hand in hand.
He has a film on Apple TV called Cherry.
Oh, yeah, that's a good clue.
Thank you.
And then the last clue?
My favourite letter of the alphabet is the 26th. You didn't even go through the alphabet unless you know how many.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. How many letters are there now?
26.
Yeah. So it's Z and it's Zendaya. Yeah.
And then Uncharted Waters. Uncharted. He was in Uncharted.
Those are really good clues.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, those are really good. I'm just thick.
No, you're today. Not. You're not thick.
That was really
today.
Good.
You're not thick just today. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
okay,
true,
okay.
So true.
So good.
So true.
So good and so true.
We have time. Should I do one more? I've got another Guess Who.
Yeah, why not? One more.
Okay, so despite my name, I'm not a hooper.
Huh?
Despite my name, I'm not a hooper.
What's a
like a basketball player.
Okay.
Yeah? I'm not actually a boxer either. I do, however, share my name with an iconic shoe. And I can, however, be quite the superhero. How heroic is up for debate.
Oh. Oh, again, please.
Oh, so sorry. Number one, despite my name, mm-hmm. I'm not a hooper. Mm-hmm. And I'm not actually a boxer either. I do, however, share my name with an iconic shoe. I can, however, be quite the superhero. How heroic is up for debate.
Hero?
Shoe, an iconic shoe.
Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Wait, go through him again.
Despite my name, I'm not a hooper.
Michael Jordan.
I'm not actually a boxer either because he was in Creed.
Yeah.
I do share my name with an iconic shoe, Jordan's. I can, however, be quite the superhero. How heroic is up for debate?
Because
Black Panther, he was the bad guy.
Oh, that was good.
Thanks.
That was good.
Thank you.
You're good at that.
Thanks. I tried with that one.
Yeah, that one.
I mean, I tried with all of them, but those are the best ones.
That was a good riddle.
Thank you.
A good cryptic riddle.
That was kind of like a story, if you will.
I was taken along with the story.
Thank you.
I was invested in the narrative. For sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
What are we saying? Do we have time to do one randomized tier list?
Oof. Yes.
Yeah?
Why not?
Do you think we have time though?
No, but I think we could do what I had, which was TV shows set in New York.
Oh, okay.
I'll read them to you.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother, you haven't seen.
Cross I have, I've list. Seen some.
Okay. Friends.
Yep.
Gossip Girl.
Yep.
Suits.
Yep.
Only Murders in the Building. Succession and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Immediately, none of us have seen Succession. Not really sure why I put that on there. I can't lie.
You like, let's talk about films, TV show neither of us have seen. Yeah.
I was just writing my list. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine I've seen, but I don't know if you have.
No.
Okay, oh, so let's diff. Do...
Diff.
How about your mother, that's a new friends, one. Gossip, good. Diff.
That's diff. Difficult.
Difficult.
Or could be different.
Yeah.
Depending on the context.
Yeah.
We can ascertain. Anyway. Gossip Girl.
Yeah. I'm so happy you didn't say Friends because I wouldn't have put it as
yeah,
one.
No. I can understand that Friends isn't better than Gossip Girl.
No. And also let's think of like New York ability.
Exactly.
So, like, Gossip Girl Friends could be in Chicago.
Yeah.
Gossip Girl couldn't be in Chicago.
No.
That's how I'm looking at it.
100%. Like if we're judging it based on how well they integrated New York.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Only Murders in the Building, then that's probably immediately lower just because, I mean, I loved it, but New York ability, I fear it could have been in another big city.
Same with Suits though.
Okay, fine. So we've got our top two.
Which is?
Friends as second.
No.
No.
I mean, I love Friends, don't get me wrong. It's my comfort show, but it's not really a show in the same respect as all of the others, if that makes sense. And I don't mean that to say, like, I don't take comedy seriously, but you can't, like, Suits, come on.
Yeah.
Like, Harvey Specter deserves everything and more.
Fine.
Harvey Specter is everything to me.
Fine.
So he has to, I mean, Suits has to be number two.
Okay, fine. I can agree.
You can agree?
But then, yeah. But then I thought we were doing New York Ability.
You're right. So where do we go from here?
So I don't know, because How I Met Your Mother's New York as well, but in my head, again, that could have been another big city.
How I Met Your Mother doesn't give me New York vibes.
Okay. Imagine it's not. I'm pretty sure it is, but...
It gives me, like, not LA, but, like...
It gives me...
Portland.
Yeah.
Like, another, like, that sort of, like, city. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, New Girl's not New York, but that kind of... Even that feels more New York, and that's... I think that's Chicago, potentially. It's
okay.
Somewhere.
Let's do... Okay, read me the options.
Okay, so Gossip Girl, we're putting on one.
Oh, yeah.
Then we've got Suits, Friends, How I Met Your Mother, and Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, Suits, number two.
Fine, so
Friends, number three.
Okay.
Right?
Fine.
Yeah, has to be.
And then what? How I Met Your Mother? You haven't seen
Only Murders.
It's good.
Okay. Only Murders.
Fine. But I don't feel like that's fair putting How I Met Your Mother at the bottom, but I also feel like it is probably the least you've seen. Oh, no, because you haven't seen Only Murders either.
I haven't seen Only Murders. I've seen Bits and Bobs. Okay. But,
Bits and Bobs.
Bips and Bobs. Bips. Yeah.
Bips. Yeah, okay.
No, but I feel so strongly about Gossip Girl.
Okay, yeah, no, I agree. I can back that.
Pardon me.
I can back that.
Okay.
All right.
Incredible. Guys, let us know where you'd rank those. I love doing a cheeky tier list every now and again. As we mentioned in the beginning, if you haven't already, definitely make sure you sign up to our Patreon, as seen in the 21st century, for the group chat and some more stuff over there. Just a cheeky £1 a week. Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We've got some fun stuff planned. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going out before or after the guest episode, but if it is going out before, stay tuned for a fun episode. Mm-hmm. If it's already out, go check it out. Yeah.
And with that, that was our scene in. Never said that before.
Yeah.
That is and was and always will be scene in. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.